Hi, hello. My name is Yongju Park. I'm very excited to be here. Today I present the developing Xamarin application for TV in Tizen. So a little bit of myself. So my name is Yongju Park. I'm working at Samsung Electronics, and I'm currently leading Tizen app development. So today we'll talk about Tizen app development using .NET environment. So .NET in Tizen. So far, we've released the developer preview 4, and we are expecting official release in October, which was talked in the keynote session. And if we look at the Tizen .NET overview, this technology using .NET Core 2.0, which will support .NET Standard 2.0, and using Xamarin Forms as UI framework, and also we're going to use Tizen specific API to support Tizen specific features. So the roadmap so far, we've been released fourth preview of the Tizen.NET. In October, we're going to release official release Tizen.NET tools for Visual Studio, and which will include wearable emulator. So we can test it wearable app using .NET at when released, publicly released. So basically, what we're going to use is that .NET Standard API, Xamarin Forms, and also Xamarin Forms extension for Tizen, and also Tizen Plus API to support Tizen devices. Then, what are the tools for Tizen? There are a bunch of tools. So to do that, you're going to need to install the Tizen tools. You can find the preview version at this URL. And also in October, we're going to release the different way, but so far we will release this preview version, so you can download it from here. After downloading, then you can see that, oh, yes, so when we release the official version, you can install your Tizen tool from the gallery environment in Visual Studio. Tools included here is that we're talking about Project Wizard, certificate registrations, and Tizen Manifest Editor, Emulator, Device Manager, and so forth. So it's typical, you know, the tools for to support the developers. So Project Wizard, when you look at the Project Wizard, then you can see that the Tizen app template already included there. And Certificate Manager will create and register your certificate. So if you're an app developer, if you want to distribute your app through the Tizen store, you're going to need a certificate to sign in your package. And Tizen Manifest Editor, so it'll edit your application's descriptions. It's a typical thing. And there's the Emulator Manager, so you can create your emulator version, and then you can launch it, and then you can use during developing applications. And also there's a device manager. So it'll let you know that which device has been connected or which emulator has been connected throughout. You can see that your actual device or virtual device throughout these device managers. And log viewer, obviously, it'll be kind of a very frequently used by developers. So if you're logging out your debugging information, then you can see your log from log viewer. So it's been integrated with the Visual Studio, so you can see directly from the Visual Studio while developing applications. And also we do provide API and pull-based checker, which will let you know that if you violate something or if your application has a certain privilege to do something some function, then it'll let you know that which privilege is not included there. So using that checker, you can add proper privilege for your application to perform properly. So adding Tizen project to the existing project. So the Tizen is kind of a new family in Xamarin Forms. So if you already have your existing application running on the Android or iOS, you can easily add Tizen project to your existing project. And then in doing so, you can extend your application to run in Tizen. So if you want to add Tizen project, you can just create the add the project into your solution and check the Tizen and then add it. And then you're going to need the profile name. So if we are talking about the TV application, you check the TV, then you will have, for example, video player like Tizen, Tizen TV. So when you check the profile, the Visual Studio automatically add postfix as Tizen.tv. So it'll make some, you know, your project name redundant, so you can adjust your name properly if you want, like that. And also, if after adjusting your name, don't forget to change the DLL name in manifest. Or so after that, because Tizen is supported .NET standard 2.0, so you need to standard library project to your project. So, you know, it is already the introduced in the other channel there, so you know, probably know that what it is. So add class library .NET standard, and then after that, all the, you know, all the file under the portable and the copy into the shared project. Then also don't forget to remove from file originally in the shared file. After that, then also don't forget install the required package. For example, JavaInforms need to be added to the shared project because it is based on JavaInforms. So shared project will hosting the JavaInforms to run your application run properly. Then also don't forget add the shared project as to your iOS, Android, and Tizen project as a reference because it will run together. Then finally remove a portable project. Then it'll make your existing project is run as Tizen.NET standard 2.0. Then we can start from there. Okay. So today we're gonna talk about Gemini application. TV application for Tizen, right? So the application that we're going to talk about is just a, you know, video player, which will present the media files and also we'll let it play the video. So there's a two screens there. So two screens there. One is library view, the other one is player view. So library view will provide the video contents in the platform. The player view will play the video has been selected. So there is a view elements there. So when you look at the library page, there is a label and there is a grid inside the scrollers. In the grid, there is video content that retrieved from the platforms. And on the player page, if you look at it, is that there is a label and there is media rendering view, which will use a custom renderers, and that there's a time, which is the running time of the current plane. The structure of view of this particular application is following typical MVVM models. There's a view, there's a two primary pages there. One is library, and the other one is play page. And there's a view model support each page, and there's models. In the model, it'll use, you know, the platform-specific API to retrieve the media content that is residing on the platforms. In the view, and you look at the play page, there is a media rendering view which will render the media content. The media content will be implemented using custom renderer, so it'll require help from the platforms. Then let's look at the library page first. In the library page, there is a grid view, which is typical one, and inside that there's item view. So what this thing we're gonna do is that when launch the applications, it will execute the update video list command from the view, then the view model will take the command and then it'll execute update, which will reside in the models. In the model, we'll retrieve content, video content from the platforms, and then save it into the item list at the bottom. And then the item list will be referred by the view model and the video list. And the video list will be assigned. Then view know that video list property has been changed. In doing so, then it will update their grid view. So we have all video lists from the platform, then put them all in the grid view. So that's basically what it does. So this is a basic flow of the library view. So at first, it'll update the BDLS command will be executed. And BeamWater will tag the command and then execute this function. Then the function will trigger the update function in model v model, which will provide the content. Then the actual platform will provide the content using dependency service. So let's see the code here. So we have library page view here. So let's be here. So what it's doing is that when on appearing that if it's not loaded, so item is not loaded, it is executing update list command. Update list command, as I talked before, it'll asking the model to retrieve the content, video content from the platforms. When the update list has been arrived here, then on property change will call. So video list property has been changed, and then that means it received the video list. Then it will upgrade grid items. So when you look at the page view models, then there is update list command, which is binding the video list command in the view. So what update list command has been executed, it basically doing update item list function will execute it. What this update item list do is that using media item providers and then update. Then update will update all the content, retrieve the content from the platform and they're saved into the item list. And then this item list will be saved into the video list. Then video list is been is binding, video list is binding with the video list in the view. So the property has been changed, then it will update the content in the library view. So when receive the newly added video list, then it'll properly change the call and update grid item will be called here. Then update item grid, when we execute the update item grid item, it'll adding the item view into the grid view. In doing so, we can see the library view here. So let's run it first. So when you hit the tools and there's a Tizen there, then there's emulator managers. And it will launch the TV emulator. Okay, so it's been launched. So we can do launch application. I'm waiting. Yeah, it's been launched. So when it launched it, so it is retrieve the content from the platform and put it into the grid view. So we have the same version in Android here. So it is basically the same version. So we will upload this source code. Then you can see that both the sample application running on Android and Tizen both. So you can see the difference between two platforms. And so you click it, then it'll play the video. So basically what it does. So, go back to the slide. So, we are binding view and view model is a typical thing, so we'll skip that part. So, important thing is a medium item provider, which residing in the border part. So what it does is that it updates content using dependency service and holds it in item list. So basically retrieve media content from the platform and save it into the item list. And also it holds current playing video and save into the selected items, and it also change the current playing video upon control button. Like I said, if you hit the next button or previous button, then it'll change current selected video. So the medium item providers, it is using the dependent service. So we all set up the dependent service which reside in the Tizen part. So if you look at the code there, let's go to the medium content port. If you look at the medium content port, it is implementing iMedia Content API. So these APIs is defined in the model. So content APIs is defined here, which will provide get video list item list functions, and medium item provider will having access to this service by getting dependent service. So then media content port implementing this the iMedia Content APIs. So it basically it will retrieve video content for these applications. So to retrieve the content for the Tizen, we need to set up the media database. So when we constructing this port, we created a media database. And then after that, we media database connect. So in doing so, this application has been connected to the media database service. And also we create the media info command. This is for querying the data. If you need to retrieve a certain information from the media data service, then you need to create media info command. And in doing so, you can execute the queries. Okay? So that video, this one also provide interface provide get video item list async. So this is a sync function because the async is required to make a thumbnail. So basically to retrieve video content, not just video content, specifically video content, we need to set select argument. So select argument usually do where select something, right? So there is where clause. So select arguments will hosting where clause in the queries. So here we select argument they're setting the filter expressions. So we're setting the video filters. So what is video filter? It is just a simple text. Media type is one. So this is a whole string will be inside into the where clause. Then in doing so, it can retrieve video type 1 content, which is video content. So media command will select the media, and video filter will be included here. In doing so, it can retrieve video content here. So then the media info command and select media will return video data readers. Then this reader will go through the result. And then we can make item and save into the item list. So it's very similar with Android. So in Android, we usually making a video content ULI. Then passing the ULI to the content resolver, right? Then content resolver returning that the list of the data that it's been asked. So basically, let's see how it works. So let's try to read all metadata from the platform. So here we just read video, right? But in here, we're trying to read all media types of information saved in platform. Okay? So let's say private void read all media void. And what we're going to do is that to retrieve all the types of media at once, we don't need any filter in here. So basically, we can do media data readers and media info and readers. Then let's say media info command and select media and put in nothing. Then it'll return every media types. Okay, so after that, what we're gonna do is that reader to read. Oops. Read. And what we're gonna do is that say bar items and readers current. So basically, we're gonna read all media types and then we're gonna count them all. So how many video titles in there, how many music is there, kind of thing. Okay? So what we're gonna do is that if items media types is equal to media type, say music. And also else if item media type is equal to media type video, then see. So what we're gonna do is that just count them that how many, you know, title and songs there. So let's say int music. Oops. So I forgot to duplicate this, so I'll try it again. So we're trying to read all metadata from the platform, Tizen platform. So what we're going to do is that, so we're going to set up to retrieve all media from the platform, we just pass a blank argument. So same thing is here. So what we're gonna do is that var readers command select media and blank. Then it'll retrieve all types of media at once. Then what we're gonna do is that readers read, you're gonna read, and then bar items that reader and current, and if current item media type is equal to media type equal to music, then we'll do something, and else if item that media type equal to media type and say video, it will do something. So basically, we're gonna say print out the number of video contents and number of the music inside the device. So let's say int music count, say 0, and int video count 0. So basically, if you find the music, then we basically, you know, music plus 1. If you find a video, we just basically the 1. So after that, we logging out debug and say tag. So let's say we just set up the read-only tags and test. And tag and message is going to be say video and video and titles and log debug tag music songs. So basically this one will retrieve everything, then we'll go through the read, and then we'll check the type one by one, and if it's music and if it's video, then we increase the count. After that, we're going to print out the count. Okay? So let's say we're gonna call this function at retrieving all bid item list here. So before returning item list, let's say here, read all media here. So then it will print out those the thing information then through the blog view. Okay. So then let's run it. Okay, it's been run. Let's see the log. So this is log viewer for Tizen. So let's say what tag was test. So here we can see that the video has 10 titles and music is 1 song. So there is the information saved in the platforms. So in doing so, we can see that how to retrieve metadata and then, you know, saving informations. Okay, so far we talk about library page and then talk about how to retrieve media content from the servers. Let's see. It's nothing. Okay, so it's only. Okay, I lost the document. I'll bring it again. Okay, so we talk about medium item provider. We're talking about how to retrieve media content and get video item list. And Android Tizen, so you can see the comparison and the interaction between view model. So we talked about already. So playing video, so when we clicked the item, it launches the play video, right? So what is happening is that when you click the item view here, there's a command. It is executing select new video command. Then it'll select the current video item adds selected item into the model. And later, you click the button click event will create play page view and then it is launching it. Okay? So, if you go back to the here, so I have to change it again to here. So, when item view has been collected, then we'll simply create a play page and then put it into navigation and those play. And so go to the player page. What it does is that if you look at the play page XAML, then it is hosting media rendering view and stack layout. So media rendering view is the place where the media content will be rendered, right? So if you go back to the PowerPoint, say, So basically, so we have player page. So majority part is media rendering view. So media rendering view is the area where a custom renderer renders video content. There also holds current play status. Sorry, I'm losing my view again. So here's play view. So play view is hosting a media rendering view, which will use custom renderers. So media rendering view will contains the where a custom renderer will video contents and holds current play status and also it keeps current video and its path. So media rendering view will be done by custom renderer. So each element change will be handled by custom renderers of the media rendering view. So media rendering view renderer, which is a custom renderer to support media rendering view elements. So it basically controls players depending on changes on player status and element. And element means media rendering view. So again, here, media rendering view hosting player status. If the status here is play, then media rendering view renderer will try to play the video. And if here the play status stop, then rendering view will stop the play. So throughout all element property change, then player will be controlled. Okay? So then we need to understand how player in Tizen works. Okay? So Tizen Media Player is the hosting bunch of a different, it is support a bunch of big different backend. So player also support the media player, also a player support a string players. So because it supports a different playing type, so it has kind of a, it has to be having a different state. Okay? So the player have it four different states. One is idles and ready and playing and pause. Idle means the player is initialized and ready to assign the media source. Okay? Then when set source and we call the play prepare a sync, then ready state is the play is ready to play. So after that, we can play or pause and stop. So what it means that if you want the player let player play new video, then you need to bring the player to the idle state. So to do that, you need to call unprepare, and after that, you need to player set source, and also don't forget to set new display for the play. And also, if you want to play the video, then you need to bring the player to the ready state. To do that, you need to prepare a sync. Then it becomes ready state. Then it is ready to play. After that, you can play start. To stop it, you simply player stop. Then it will bring player ready state. Again, after stop the player, you need to play again. Then you simply play the start, player start. But after stop, is player is still ready state. And here, if you want to change the video, then you need to call unprepare to bring the player idle state. After that, you can set source to play, and then you can bring the player to ready state, and then play the video. Okay, so the custom renderer. So we are doing custom renderers to play the videos. Okay, so in the Android, there is a custom render for Android, and here Tizen, we have also custom renderer for Tizen. So how we to play and pause? So if you look at So if you look at the players, when hit the button, we are here. So this play and pause button controls the player status. And next button is selecting new video. Okay? So okay, so change the play status, we setting up the property. And if you change it, then the status will change in the view model. And then view model also notifying that another view, which is inside of the player page, then the rendering view will know that current state has been changed it. And then rendering view notify the custom renderer that status has been changed since play the video. So that's how it works. So if you look at the code, if you look at the code here, player status property is the here is a two-way. The reason why it's two-way is that player status is controlled only by the play and pause button. That's why it has a two-way. It doesn't, it has to one way, then it's not going to affect the other way. So if you change it one way, if you change it then, okay, we are launching again. So here, we can change it. It changes the icon, but it doesn't change the status, the player status of it, because it is not propagating the mode change from the view to the view model. That's why we need to use two-way. So, after that, we can see that the player works depending on the state of player. Okay? So basically, the rendering view Media rendering view done by a custom renderer inside of the Tizen platform side. So media rendering view is rendering the video content. So when we set to select the video, then media rendering view contains the selected video that's coming from view models. And the current video is being fetched from view models, then current video has been changed. When it's been changed here, then media rendering view will see the change. And then in that on element property chain will be called. And or the current video property has been changed, then it'll call play video functions. Okay? When play video function is being called, then you can see that if player state is playing or pause, it'll stop. After it's being stopped, it's being ready state, and it will be unprepared, then this will bring the player to the idle state. Then we set up the new display and set source, which is current video pass. And then here we are setting the elements property from here as a preparing. Then that element will affect here in the player status here. Status here. Then it's just changed. It's been calling the media rendering view again here. Then it was preparing here. And then if you look at go to there, and if it's preparing, then we're doing nothing. So is it preparing? We're doing nothing. So when preparing is done, after that we are calling prepare on sync. So prepare on sync will bring the player to the ready state. Okay? So it is a sync call. So it's been after it's been prepared, then we are setting the current status property as a playing. Then again, it will change the status here again. Then element property change called again here. And then if it's again, previously we prepare the player. Then prepare the player is in ready state. And then we play the start. So basically here, playing video is not controlling directly the play video. So it is just changing player status in the media rendering view, which is element. Then it will receive the change, and then those changes will affect element in the rendering view, the custom renderer here. Then platform will receive the element, change it, then it will control the players. So in doing so, we can exploit the MVVM model principle. So we're not just controlling view directly. We go through the binding property and the property changes, then we'll do something upon the changes. Okay? So that's how we can play the video. And also we have a control button, which is going forward, going backward. So we can play next, we can play previous. So here, we have a control button here. We are sending commander parameters to the view models. And then here, when we receive a control button command, and as a parameter we receive a string, if it is previous button, we'll change the video. So we'll ask ask a model to change to previous video. If it's button is next button, we asking the model to change the next video. Then if move it to previous or next, then we'll select the video, we'll change it. Then we'll select the video, change it, then it'll affect what? View model here. Select the video, change and current video will change. Then rendering view is the element of custom renderer. So element will change it now. Then again, it'll call custom renderer that, which will go through its own element property change again. So if is current video property, yes, it is new video. Then we stop the timer. The timer is playing out the playing durations. And then we play video again. Then we go through all over again. So this, that's basically how we do this. So bottom line is that to play the video using Tizen, so we need to render using the custom renderers and will based on view renderers. Okay? So when element changed, when element attached to the element, then we set native control, which is media view. So in the Android, it is the media view, right? In the Tizen, it is the media view and adding up the window. Then in doing so, we can setting native control. After that, we set the player and we set the display. And with that, we can start playing video and so forth. And let's go back to the PowerPoint. Let's see. And no, it doesn't work. Try together again. No luck. Oops. It's hard to bring the PowerPoint back again. So we talk about the how to next previous. This has been worked and we've done that. So that's about it. So basically, to play the video, we set up the play status, and this rendering view is hosting player status. So if it play status has been changed, then custom renderer will receive on element change and then see that the video has been changed. Upon that, we can control the players. On the other hand, for the controlling next in video, going play next, play previous, we are receiving the command. By the command, we can select next video or previous video. By setting up the new video, then the element property in the rendering view has been changed. If we change it, then again, the custom renderer will receive on element proper change it. From there, again, the player can play new video. Okay, so that's about it. And if one more information ties in, then here's the roadmap and here's the community. So if there's any question, then you can send, asking question here or to me, doesn't matter. Okay, thank you. And one more thing. So currently you can install the preview from here. After official release, you can go through the extension and update and then change the extension update settings, and then you can put up the gallery URL. So URL has not been announced yet, but you can add the URL later. After having that, you can see that Visual Studio Tools for Tizen, so on the list. So you can download it, and then you can install it. Then you will see that all tools has been installed in the tools. And then if you click the Tizen Package Manager, then it'll show how to install the Tizen SDK and so on. So after that, you can develop your application for Tizen. Okay, so thanks for watching, and I've been having a hard time to switching around Visual Studio and PowerPoint because it's my first time to be here. So if there is a kind of a glitch in throughout the session, then I'm sorry about that. Okay, so We have some question that how would someone TB actually choose an item since TBs don't come with a mouse and most TBs. Okay, so one question is how would someone on TB actually choose an item since TB don't come with a mouse and most TBs are on torus. So in Tizen there is the element that it can have a focus. So when remote controller here, there's enter there. So when remote controller enters, then the focus item will be received click event. In doing so, the all applicants can work. So it is all focus based. So basically, Android or the Tizen, then you can see that if you move around the arrow key in the remote controller, you can see that how the element can change throughout the focus. So even if you can see that, let's see. If you see the code there, for example, not here, and so here play, pause, and set focus. So we can set the focus a certain item upon the arrow. So but basically all the UI frame will handle the arrow item, and then it'll navigate throughout the focus automatically. So you don't have to worry about how can we deal with a click event just like what we do in touch-based. So framework will handle the event, and the focus item will receive the click event. With that, you can set up the interaction in your applications. Yes, the Xamarin is based on the Mono, and does it use AOT on JIT compilation? And yes, we currently based on the Mono and use the JIT compilation too. But we'll see about that, how we're going to change, because we are moving into the .NET Standard 2.0. So if there's any change between them, then we might see the change. So, and thanks for the question, and thank you. I'll see you.